I had a listener ask me a very good question recently. I thought I'd answer it here. The question was, hey, why would the globalists who own a lot of assets in currency, you know, dollars and euros and yen and so on, why would the globalists crash the global currencies if they themselves would be hurt by it? You know, in fact, this question has been asked by some people who are dismissing the idea that there's going to be a currency collapse. They say, no, that's impossible because the globalists wouldn't do that to themselves. Well, yes, they would. And here's why. Currency is created from nothing. And what globalists understand is that currency itself has no value whatsoever. It's only false faith that's keeping it going. And when that faith is shattered, there's no intrinsic value to the currency. There's nothing backing it. Not since 1971 for the US dollar, of course. You know, it was taken off the gold standard at that point. So dollars are just created out of thin air and they have no intrinsic value whatsoever. And the globalists know this. What does have value? Well, physical things do not vanish in a currency collapse. So even if the dollar collapses or the euro collapses, even if they're abandoned and go to zero, the physical things that you own, or even shares of a company that makes it through all that, like a factory that produces something, and if you have ownership of that factory, that's also a physical thing. That factory is not going to vanish. But if you own land, not going to vanish. Why do you think Bill Gates keeps buying up land all over the country? More recently, a couple thousand acres, I think, up in, was it North Dakota? He's buying up acreage like crazy. Why are the globalists buying up housing, even private residential housing? Why is BlackRock buying up so much residential real estate? Do they want to become landlords? No, they're converting dollars into physical assets in anticipation of the collapse of the dollar. Why do all wealthy people have gold and silver, physical metal, somewhere in a vault? And some of them have it in their homes or in a bunker somewhere. Why? Because they understand that physical gold and silver do not vanish even if the currency collapses. And even though the price of gold and silver might go up and down expressed in dollars, that price is essentially meaningless when it comes to financial preparedness. Because yeah, the price of silver might drop, but you haven't lost any ounces of silver when you own physical silver. You still have the same number of ounces. And those ounces have intrinsic value that will outlast the dollar, that will outlast every fiat currency. Gold and silver have outlasted every collapse of every currency in known human history. And there's nothing else that can really, you know, celebrate that track record. So yes, wealthy people are getting into gold and silver, and well, they already have massive supplies. They buy hotels, they buy residential real estate, they buy land, they buy farm land to produce food. So they're investing in land that has water on it so that they know it can be an income generator in the long run. And they're buying commodities and they're buying many other things. They're buying companies, they're buying inventory, and they're loading up on physical things. So what the globalists know is that when the currency collapse happens, yes, they will lose the value of the fiat currency they hold, as well as you losing that. You know, they know the masses are going to be devastated. The difference is that the masses don't own much of anything. The masses are in debt all the time. The typical American consumer owes money on the home in which they live. They owe money on their car. They owe money to the bank for loans that they took out to go on vacation or to build a garage or whatever. They owe money on their business. The average consumer is indebted, which means that when the global currency collapse happens, those who are in debt lose everything, while those who hold assets, physical things, i.e. what the globalists do, they win big. And in fact, as the collapse happens, there will be a massive wealth transfer of physical assets to the wealthy, because they will be the ones buying up for pennies on the dollar the desperate property sales that are being carried out by the people as the currency is collapsing. You're going to see homes on sale for pennies on the dollar, farmland, ranches, businesses, hotels, factories, you name it. It's going to be for sale for pennies on the dollar. And the wealthy elite have always known throughout history that this is the time to have gold and silver, or to have other forms of money that they can use to buy up these assets and then gain control over physical things that hold value. And yes, you can trade gold for homes. It's one of the primary uses that I've been talking about for several years here. Trade gold for land. Trade gold for vehicles. You need to pick up, I don't know, a diesel truck or something. You're going to have an opportunity here in the coming couple of years to do that on the cheap. And you won't want to use dollars for that, because dollars, of course, will be collapsing at that time. You're going to use gold or silver. You'll be able to buy even, I don't know, construction equipment. Have you ever needed to buy a bulldozer or a skid steer or a dump truck or anything like that? You're going to have an opportunity to buy all that stuff. An excavator is pretty handy. If you ever wanted to buy a hotel, a factory, a shopping mall, gold is going to be your currency. You'll be able to buy up all these things for pennies on the dollar. The used vehicle market is about to implode too, by the way. So if you need used vehicles, well, that opportunity is coming right up too. You'll be able to buy firearms and ammunition and all kinds of things for pennies on the dollar. But your currency at that time will probably be gold and silver, or perhaps land, or perhaps homes. You know, you could trade a house maybe for a ranch or something like that. But gold and silver, I believe, are going to be the best currencies for this. And globalists know that as well. So yes, the globalists want a global currency collapse. They call it the Great Reset, you know, the financial reset. And they know that in the reset, they win. Because whoever has cash assets outside of the currencies, that's who's going to win big. Everybody who's in debt and owns nothing will lose big time, especially if they're still tied to the currencies that are being demolished, you know, controlled demolition. So keep that in mind. No, the globalists aren't hurting themselves by crashing the currency. They are winning big. They are gathering assets that matter, the physical assets. Currency is meaningless. It's worthless. Numbers on the screen are worthless. What really matters in the end is the land and even the mining rights, you know, the minerals, the water, the soil, the food-producing farmland, the housing, you know, vehicles, all these things I've mentioned here. Those are real physical things, and that's what globalists are going to be picking up on the cheap. So even though you and I don't have billions of dollars, we can still model their strategy in order to prevent ourselves from being financially wiped out. And, you know, we too can get gold and silver now and be prepared to purchase other assets for pennies on the dollar when the time comes. Because we know that this is coming. We know that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury will not stop the money printing. We know they're going to blow out the dollar. We know that the globalists are trying to pull off a global currency collapse, a debt reset, massive global debt implosion. We know it's coming. We just don't know exactly when. So be ready at all times. Be ready now, and you'll be well positioned for the future. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Be sure to listen to my daily situation update podcasts that come out Monday through Friday on my channel on brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and be sure to get prepared.